Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to first respond to and comment on Jean of Eau Claire's excellent remarks, a couple of them. First, the overturn of Roe v. Wade was illegitimate in my view. We spoke about that at great length in the first hour, but I want to highlight a few things. First of all, let's be blunt. If the law was that whether men could have vasectomies and they tried something like this, it would be a very, very short discussion. The next time any of these characters showed up at a barbecue, they'd be grabbed by the throat and said, "You knock it off, Jack." We've lost our aggressiveness in the Democratic Party. We have yielded a generation of candidates and office holders who are polite, they give speeches, and they're passive aggressive. And it's as simple as that. Now, I should not as simple as that, but that's part of it. Part of it. The second thing is this. Supreme Court left it to the states now. Well, the states, many of these states have gerrymandered legislatures like ours. So the Democrats may get 53% of the vote and get one third of the seats. That's not democracy. It's not democracy when a Supreme Court just parrots whatever the Republican Party says. It's not democracy when Moscow Mitch rams through a justice in the lame duck after Trump lost. She's voted on by some senators who are retiring or leaving the Senate. It's not legitimate. It's not legitimate. This is a 5-4 decision, not a 6-3 decision. Roberts joined the majority 6-3 to uphold the Mississippi law. The Mississippi law didn't get rid of Roe v. Wade. It simply set 15 weeks at which you get an abortion with an exception for life of the mother. Roe v. Wade said 24 weeks. Roberts wanted to accommodate it. But when the court holding get rid of Roe v. Wade, which was unnecessary, there is a cardinal rule of legal construction that you don't reach constitutional issues unless you have to. There's no reason. This is gratuitous by an illegitimate court. What do you do with an illegitimate court? An illegitimate court that does something and they're not elected. If the Supreme Court had required that there be no abortions, then you would just resist them. But they were quite sneaky. By repealing Roe v. Wade, they just said it's up to the states. So California, New York, Illinois, and so on, you'll still have a right to an abortion. But in about half the states, you won't. And that the genius of that subterfuge is that then your opposition is diffuse, it dissipates among a number of different states. Oklahoma, for instance, the law is you can't have abortion anytime. And there's no exception for the life of the mother, even if she has an ectopic pregnancy. And the OBGYN says you're going to die if we don't terminate that. And this isn't right. Doctors are in doubt all around the country. Some states like Louisiana and Michigan, the state courts have stopped enforcement of the laws that would have been trigger laws. Wisconsin has a law that was passed in 1849. That's 173 years ago. In 1849, women didn't have the right to vote. Black people could be held as slaves and were. That was a different set of laws back then. To suddenly go, okay, that's kicked back into effect right now, which is what the Republican Party wants. I don't think so, but what happens if it gets to the courts in Wisconsin? Republican judges will say that's fine. It'll go to the Republican Supreme Court, which 4-3 is Republican. That's the fix we're in, somewhat because the Democratic Party has been insufficiently aggressive, frankly. And everybody clamors for identity politics. They'd rather have somebody who's part of their identity, who they think is compliant with identity politics, even if they're ineffective, even if they're lazy, and even if they are passive aggressive. The second thing that Gene talked about was Gableman. And don't get me started. You know, it's now over $1 million. It started at 44 grand, then 676. Now it's $1 million. That's our tax dollars, our state tax dollars. That's what you paid. You're not going to pay $1 million in taxes your entire life. They just snarf down all your tax dollars. The latest one is they're defending Gableman because he made off-color comments about the judge and a female lawyer on the other side, suggesting that the female lawyer would go into the judge's chambers and accommodate him in some way. That was referred by the judge to the state bar for discipline, and we're paying for the defense out of tax dollars. That's wrong, except that Republican judges have said that's okay. That's okay. Well, no, it's not okay. Gene, thanks for bringing that up again. This started out as an attempt to placate Donald Trump, who threatened Voss and one of the Engas. It was either Kunyenga or Kapenga. I always mix them up. Neither one of them's any good. And they got scared. And they go, we'll hire Gableman, throw some money at him, some taxpayer money. And then he can be the lightning rod. My feeling is you want that, go ahead. Pay for it out of the Republic. Have your donors pay for it. Republicans are experts about talking about wasteful spending, but they direct a lot of tax dollars to themselves and to their private companies for services, whatever they are. Republican cannot be trusted with money. If you vote for Republican, you're voting to squander or steal your tax dollars. By the way, I really have to throw this in. This really frosts me. It's so sad. In Uvalde, remember that police chief lied and said that he tried the door. It turns out it was unlocked. For an hour and 14 minutes, they left the guy in there to kill 19 little ones and two teachers. Come to find out, and they arrested parents who tried to get in. They threw them on the ground and zip-tied them. Well, they just interviewed a mom, a heroic mom. She went down there screaming. They zip-tied her and threw her on the ground, and she begged them to take the handcuffs off. They took the handcuffs off and said, don't go in there. She ran away from them, opened the door, went in and got her kids and some other kids and brought them out. A mom. A mom. If she hadn't, they would have been killed. Let me tell you something. I would convene a grand jury, bring the police chief and any officer who arrested or handcuffed a parent and charge him with crimes. And the rest of them I'd fire. They're no good. These are the Texas Chicken Hawks. They're not the Texas Rangers. They are the Texas Chicken Hawks. It was an abomination what happened, and the state of Texas is covering it up by not revealing records, saying that Texas law says they can only be revealed after the bad guy's been convicted. But what if the bad guy is dead because he's been shot? Well, then we can't turn over the records. The reason for not turning over records when the guy hasn't been convicted is because he's usually on the lam. He's hiding. You don't want to give him information. When he's dead, he can't use the information. But typical crooked Texas Republican politics goes, well, that's technically, we don't have to turn them over. And then we'll give a raise to this police chief and all these guys. You know, at what point do people say no? Enough's enough. At what point do they do that? The little ones did not have to be killed. The cops were all there. They had assault rifles. They had shields. All they had to do is kick open the door, lying on the ground. The guy would shoot, and you pepper him in full of bullets, and they left him in there because they were chicken. Guajolote pavo. They were chicken. Look it up. They were chicken. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.